Welcome to HIT Consultant Podcast Series. In this podcast, we will be speaking with Tiffany Crenshaw, President and CEO of Intellect Resources, about Big Break, an innovative approach to hiring healthcare IT professionals where candidates compete through a one-day audition process to become EMR trainers at the sponsored healthcare provider. This is part one of a two-part podcast series.
Give me a brief background overview of yourself and Intellect Resources.
Okay. I guess a little known fact about Intellect Resources is we spawned out of HealthLink, which was in the day a really well-known boutique consulting firm that sold to IBM. But I came in to join them when they were about 30, actually less than 20 employees, and I came in to be their first recruiter and lead their recruiting efforts to help them grow the company. And was with Bill Augustine, the CEO of the time, for several years, helped him build his company to about 100 consultant firm. And he looked at me one day and he said, "You get bored really easily and we're growing really well, so what are we going to do?" And I put the business plan for Intellect Resources on his desk. And quite honestly, I said, "Gosh, Bill, there are a lot of consultants out there, a lot of candidates out there who can't travel like you need them to do, but they'd be great candidates to work for somebody else. And I try to recruit a lot of managers away, and they don't want to get on the road either, and they don't need consultants. They need full-time employees. These two companies could operate very well together." And he said, "Great, let's do it." And that's how Intellect Resources spawned. We operated out of the HealthLink office. We used a lot of the same infrastructure. And when HealthLink was acquired by IBM, I was able to take the Intellect Resources and ran Intellect Resources independently on my own, meaning I was the sales and the recruiter. It was just me for a number of years, and then we started growing. Through the years, we've added on not only the recruiting side, but also consulting, go live, and then the IR Big Break, which I know we're going to talk about that. Those are all the services we've added on through the years. And we have about 20 core non-billable employees, and we have about 300 consultants out in the field right now. So that's the little story about how Intellect Resources started as a tiny little company that spawned out of HealthLink.
Wow, I really didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about Big Break. And first, what compelled you to start Big Break?
Well, Big Break is my baby. I get all jazzed when we talk about this. It's just such an exciting, event in general. It's exciting for the clients. It's exciting for my team, and it's really exciting for the Big Breakers that come out to it. So, what Big Break is? It is an opportunity for a hospital to basically—and please don't take offense to the word—but basically to breed new healthcare IT talent. And it's a great opportunity for those that are trying to get into this industry to get their big break and their foot in the door. So there are two sides to this story. One is the client side. We had a client in New York that was getting closer to their go-live event with Epic, and they realized that their original plan for the 90 trainers they were going to need, their original plan wasn't going to work. We'd been a recruiting and a consulting partner for them at that time for 5 years, and they called and they said, "We need 90 trainers. We need them in 3 months. We have very limited budget. We have absolutely no time. We want to do an American Idol type audition. That's all we got. Can you help us?" And we said, "You've called the right folks." And so we kind of took their need, and Big Break was our response to it. So what we decided to do was, since they had limited budget, they couldn't really get experienced trainers. Because they didn't have the time to go about, recruiting, 90 experienced people, the idea of a done-in-a-day audition was perfect. So we rented out the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, and we had, invited roughly 400 contestants to come in as their big break into the healthcare IT industry. And they came kind of through a gauntlet of exercises. They came in, they did a speed interview, they had to do an open mic in front of a camera, and then they came into an audition room with a group of judges. We then, extended offers to 100 potential trainers. Of course, as you go through the onboarding and the background checks and vetting, we ended up with 90 consultants. Those 90 folks came from all walks of life. We had folks from, you know, educators. We had people from the IT field. We had people from the healthcare field. We had people from customer service. We had fresh graduates, folks that had minimal work experience, but they were all selected, one, because they had the chutzpah to come out to such an event, and two, they really shone in the event. You know, they came in, they worked with a lot of poise, they could give impromptu presentations, they did well in front of the camera. And that was why we selected all of those folks. And we got them all aboard. We trained them in Epic. They hit the classroom as Epic trainers. They went on to do the Go Live event as Go Live at the Elbow Support Go Live consultants. And now those folks, several of them were hired by our client at the end of the day, and they're now permanent full-time employees of the client. Several have come to work with us on other projects. And then the rest of them are all dispersed out in the field. Some have gone to work for hospitals, some for consulting firms, a lot of them are on the Go Live circuit doing that. So that was really what Big Break, you know, originally was an answer to a client's need. We were so excited about the result. The client got great talent. They got it at a very economical price. Their training and their Go Live was a success. And then for all those folks that took that chance and, you know, kind of were our trial through there, they're all out in the field working. So very, very exciting. Now, our second hospital that we did this for, we kind of had a better understanding of what Big Break could be. And the second hospital, they lived all the benefits. It was a done-in-a-day event. We could get good, strong local talent. You know, it was an economical alternative. Then, you know, getting experienced consultants. And this, our second particular hospital, was really wooed by the whole marketing idea. Wow, here's a great way to, you know, share the name of, you know, of our hospital and really promote that, you know, we want to build up our New Orleans community and we really want to invest in our own people versus bringing outsiders in. So the next Big Break that we did had all the benefits of what we did for the hospital in New York, but this one really got excited about the marketing aspect of Big Break. And in the end of that Big Break, we actually hired 200 people because they have, you know, 8 hospitals to bring live over the next several years. And these folks will be the trainers and also the go-live resources. So, you know, Big Break really started as a answer to a client's concern, and each time we've done this, clients get excited about different pieces of it. And we're gearing up right now for our third Big Break, and the first two were in the Epic world, and the next one will be in the Cerner world, so we're very excited about that.
So there were no qualifications to apply for Big Break, like no previous healthcare experience. They could just have a different variety of experiences and come in and audition and really have an opportunity to, you know, gain entry into the field.
You are absolutely right, Fred. Now, there were certain qualifications that we were looking for in both. One is a basic technical acumen. So we have an online registration process that's fairly detailed, just so we can make sure they've got kind of the basic, you know, click and point and being able to navigate through technical instructions. So technical acumen is good. You know, good communication skills, you know, good grammar, good spelling, good, you know, just basic communication. We gathered that from looking at their resumes, as they came in through the events. We got to see them. Presentation skills were tantamount. In both cases, we had folks giving, you know, presentations in front of big boardrooms. And kind of we purposely, in both cases, also set, we kind of create this to be a gauntlet of activities that the candidates, the contestants have to go to. It needs to be a little bit intimidating, so we need to see how people can work through a stressful situation. There's a lot of unknown, a lot of things that pop up that people aren't expecting because that's what the training life is like of a trainer. You never know what's going to happen when you pop up into that classroom. So, you know, in addition to good communication skills, good technical skills, we need people that can really work in the unknown, can work in, you know, fast-moving environments, that can work with the unexpected. So that was one of the third requirements that we were looking for there. And then, of course, the presentation skills. in both cases and in future big breaks, we will say that healthcare or technology or training are preferred, but they're not required. Interestingly enough, in both big break events so far, over 50% of the applicants have had a bachelor's degree or higher. I think 30% had a master's degree or higher. And in both cases, we actually had physicians that actually came out to Big Break to try so they could make that move. So you would be really surprised of the individuals who came out. We actually had quite a few who had healthcare IT background that came out for the first two because it was Epic experience and they were trying to get their foot in the door with Epic. So I would say it was all over the gamut of what we got. Some that had experience, some that did not, some that had education, some that did not have it. So very much across the board. But bottom line, the requirements were technical acumen, good communication skills, ability to handle the unknown, and good presentation skills.
So the individuals that were selected, are they guaranteed a full-time job, or it really depends on the client who is hosting the big break, so to speak? Are they starting off as a temp to perm, or is it just really on a temporary basis until they've finally proven themselves?
You know, I like to think of it as like the reality show that doesn't end. You know, folks, it's an elimination event. First, they have to apply for the audition, and they either get to the audition or they're eliminated. They get to the audition, and through various steps of the way, they either make it to the next step or they get eliminated. Once they start the position, they come to work for Intellect Resources on our payroll on a contract hourly basis. And the next step of elimination is once they are done being a student, learning the product, learning the healthcare industry, learning how to be a trainer, they have to take a test, kind of a credentialing, and if they can't pass that, they'll be eliminated. The majority of people do, but, you know, there are a handful of folks that just can never make it into the classroom as a trainer. And then, you know, once they make it in the classroom as a trainer and then you roll into go live, you don't need all the trainers to do the go live. So there's kind of an elimination there. And then once you get through the go live, you know, you need most of the people in go live in the first several weeks, and then you start whittling your team back and there's more elimination there. And then as with the first client, they ended up bringing 10 of those on, you know, throughout the summer, and they used them in various capacities in the IT. It was kind of like, you know, a long extended job interview. And then they hired three at the end of the summer of their best and brightest and their favorite ones. So I kind of laugh and say it's kind of the reality show that never ends. And the same thing is very much happening down in New Orleans. People are eliminated at the application stage, throughout the audition stage. You know, some folks, a handful of folks didn't make it through the credentialing process. And now all those folks are getting ready to step this week into the classroom as trainers. And as the project progresses and the client needs fewer and fewer folks, people will be eliminated throughout that, and then they will choose their best and brightest to stay on. And we're very clear when we're doing the marketing of saying this is an elimination event. So it's a great, you know, great way to encourage consultants to keep their best foot forward always. You know, get out there, do a great job, have great spirits, great attitude, work well with the team. Because those that do well just get to keep on going. And we, you know, in both cases, we basically just wrote the contracts, you know, hourly contracts, you know, for the first benchmark. And then we would just keep extending the people that did a great job.
Now, what effort is Big Break doing to ensure that you're kind of creating a community of people who are finally getting their foot wet in the industry, and then kind of making sure that they have some type of support after this?
You know, that's a really good question on the support after. One of the things that we did for the first group, the New Yorkers, we created a LinkedIn group of which we used to communicate with all of the folks. And so, you know, there is a community of those first ones so that when we see, you know, job opportunities, we'll put it up there and say, hey, guys, these opportunities are out there, or, you know, interesting articles we might find. in the in the industry, and then of course they're all communicating amongst each other as well, posting similar things that they find, job opportunities and things that are going on in the industry. And then we really step that up a notch with the New Orleans folks. We have not, instead of a LinkedIn, we've done everything on Facebook, and then we also have a base camp of what we are doing, all of those things. So, that's something that's evolving, but right now it's really kind of through that social media, keeping people connected and informed and giving them information. And, of course, we're trying to, when we have go-live events come up or contracts come up, our recruiters are very aware of who all the big breakers are, so they know who to call for certain projects and things that come up.
This concludes part one with Tiffany Crenshaw, President and CEO of Intellect Resources. Thanks, and have a great day.